Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, the cost of renting a home in Ireland rose by 2.7% in 2020 to an average of €1,256 per month, and that's according to the Residential Tenancies Board. But with many vacant buildings in every town and village around the country, why do we have a renting and a housing crisis in Ireland? Well, that's a question that property owner Mike is looking for an answer to, and he joins me now. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thanks for coming on with us. You're property owner in Clonmel and in Galway. You rent out properties, Mike. Your thoughts on this? You're kind of confused as to why something isn't being done about this.
Well, I am, but if I could, I suppose, come back to where I started with this thing. Last week, I put a property on a property website for rent in Clonmel, as one came up. And in the first day, I received 26 phone calls and 30 emails. Wow. That was in the first day. And then I went on for more the second day. And the third day, I had found somebody suitable, I took it off the website. So it looked as though it would go towards 100 people that were inquiring about this one property. And what intrigued me, or what really stuck in my head, was the amount of Indian nurses that were ringing me that are working in the hospital in Clonmel. And these are very well-paid professionals. They don't get anything free from society or from our government or HAPS payments or anything like that. These people are well paid, do a very good job, especially in these circumstances today. And they're looking for places to live, and they can't find anything.
So they're desperately looking for accommodation.
Yeah, and I've had terrible sob stories on the phone from people, especially Indian nurses, looking for accommodation. And they want to bring over their families from India. Mm. And these are productive, good, hardworking people. I know some of them in Galway. I mean, I know you can't generalise, but look, if you've been in a hospital situation at any stage, you've probably come across an Indian nurse, and they tend to be generally brilliant, and that's what I've found.
And is it in Galway City? Is your other property, Mike?
Other properties. Yeah, we've other properties.
Other properties. City. And is it the same situation in all areas?
I was wondering, would you ask me that question? I don't know is the answer, because I've had nothing come up in Galway for a good many years. So I've one particular apartment in Galway, overlooking Galway Bay, and it's been on a HAPS program I haven't been in the place for 9 years.
Right. So you have the same tenants all the time, yeah.
Well, I speak to the gentleman all the time, and I have a very good relationship with tenants. And in this business, you're not only a property renter, but you're the backstop to all the problems in the property business in general, because the buck stops with you. And we have very, very little, very few, they say we've rights, but very, very few rights when it actually comes to it. And but you become a social worker, you become all kinds of things in this business. So I meet all kinds of people, and et cetera, et cetera. But look, going back to my point...
And of course, you get a very bad press as a landlord, don't you?
Oh, we do. Yeah, of course we do, because the buck stops with us, you say.
Yeah.
The buck stops with us. And taxation is so high in this business that very, very few people want to still be in it.
And that plays into the problem then, that there's not enough accommodation. You've been looking around then, and you've been seeing vacant properties, and you can't understand why something isn't done.
Yeah, exactly.
Will you tell us about that?
So in Clonmel, I mean, I've been coming up and down to Clonmel for many years, and I never thought I would see Clonmel decimated to the state that it's in, COVID or no COVID. Even pre-COVID, it was in a rocky place. I never thought I'd see that. But anyway, be that as it may,
And when you say that now, are you talking about what? That the town centre is decimated,
yeah,
is that it?
The town centre has been decimated. So, and we all know the reasons for that. We all talk about that and all the rest of it. But there are free, there are vacant buildings in Clonmel town, upstairs as well as downstairs. Mm. Now, what I'm proposing is not a new idea. It's a very old idea, but it has lost impetus along the way, and nobody's talking about it, nobody's pushing it forward. And basically, it is to have to convert your shop front, your pub, your butcher shop, your whatever it is downstairs to a decent studio apartment. It probably, or studio, it probably more than likely has a loo in it already, toilet facilities. All it needs is a shower, and you've got a perfectly good, serviceable 700,000-800,000 or maybe 1,000 square foot studio apartment that is quite feasible and usable and wanted in the likes of Manhattan or New York, where you pay €2,000 a month for it, $2,000 a month for it. Why can't it happen here? What is holding it up?
Well, you tell me, what is holding it up? Because I presume you've looked into this, Mike, haven't
intransigence.
You?
Stoppage, intransigence. People will not make decisions. They will not sign, put their name to progress. It's as simple as that. I truly, truly believe that.
But are there not issues with a changeover of a business to a residential premises that's up for rent? Isn't that an issue?
Sorry, repeat that?
Isn't that an issue, transferring something from, for instance, being a pub to a residential business? Is that not an issue?
Why should it be?
I agree with you, but it is an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an issue.
Yes.
I mean, look, they can sign... you can... Look, that was proven in 2008, back in the banking crisis. They signed over our lives for the next 100 years on a flick of a pen overnight. These things can be done if the will is there to do it, right? There is no community. We do not have a community in Clonmel if we don't have bodies, don't have people.
Is this not all built into this 2040 plan? Because I was talking to Matty McGrath earlier on this morning, and he was giving out that you can't have your one-off housing in the same way as you would have had maybe 20 years ago and stuff. And I was making the point that they're trying to make it more better, I suppose, and easier for people to live in communities then. And wouldn't this play into that?
Of course it would. If there's an extra 1,000 people living in the centre of Clonmel, what do they need? They need shops.
They need
services. So you're building a community immediately. You're building something, and you have something, and you're getting back your core. You're getting back your Clonmel, you know?
Yes.
Damien English, on the 8th of February 2018, introduced a change to legislation. And what he was proposing was to introduce an exemption from planning permission on certain properties, vacant commercial premises and space over shops. I'd love to know what happened to that. What happened? Was it introduced? Was it proposed and then got lost in the mire of city council?
It said it was just too much red tape attached to taking it up, I would imagine.
So how can that be? Why will, you know, why will public sector people not release this, make it happen? Fast track it. This is my point.
Mm.
I mean, this is not a new idea. It's an old idea. But the wherewithal is not being made available for this to happen.
Now, you're saying this against yourself to some degree, because,
absolutely.
I mean, the more accommodation there is available, you know, your prices might go down, for example.
Fine, but that will... Look... I'm edging towards 60, right? My time is done. I'm not trying to prove anything here.
Mm.
But if you do not have... it's not conducive to the creation of a decent, productive society to have an empty town centre where there's nothing happening.
Well,
it's
Mike,
not conducive.
Mike, you make a very good point, and much food for thought there, and thank you very much indeed for your time today. That's property owner Mike there with property in Clonmel and Galway and other places as well. And that's his thoughts. What do you make of that? 1800 938 007. Now, up to 20,000 construction workers began returning to work on residential, early learning and childcare sites around the country yesterday. Nearly all construction activity, of course, stopped since early January. Well, James Benson is director of the Irish Home Builders Association, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for the invitation.
You're very welcome indeed. This must have been a sigh of relief for you.
Well, definitely, Fran, but I suppose firstly it's important to say we fully appreciate the ongoing seriousness of the ongoing COVID crisis for others. There's several restrictions. While several restrictions were eased yesterday, there's still many limits on the public, and indeed some sectors of the construction industry remain closed, and we'd hope to see them opened up as well at the areas. In relation to residential, I suppose the big question is now how many homes will be produced in 2021 and how much impact we will see that will follow into next year and the year after. So I suppose we know we need to see somewhere in the region of 33 to 35,000 homes per year across all tenure types. That's private, social and rental. And your previous speaker there talked about the difficulties in the rental side. And he made some very interesting points. And I would say, like, we do have a situation there where we have many vacant buildings. We've listed buildings and heritage buildings in many of the urban areas that should be fully utilised and brought back on board for residential accommodation. But I suppose, but coming back to wider residential, as I said, the number of homes that we won't see delivered this year will depend on what point we start from. So I suppose 2 years ago, we expected delivery for 2021 to be in the region of 28,000 homes. And that's where the trajectory was going. Last year, after the initial restrictions, we had to revise that downward to somewhere in the region of 24,000 homes. What we know now is that we're only going to see somewhere in the region of 16 to 17,000 homes for this year. So depending on your starting point, we'll have lost anywhere from 8 to 12,000 homes this year. If we take that against demand, we're falling less than halfway short of what the demand needs to be in any given year. So there's a lot of work to be done to catch up on what we've lost over the last couple of months.
And speaking of catch up, I mean, is it a situation that, you know, you have stacks of stuff that you can actually take up now?
Well, I suppose what we know from last year is that after we saw the restrictions ease, we did see a decrease in the level of commencements, and that dropped by nearly 40% for over 5 months from May till September almost. Now, that means that the impact carries on for the year and the year after because, you know, the natural phasing of housing means people commence a certain amount of housing, they're completing a certain amount of housing under one development at the same time. So when people returned last year, they obviously had to focus on areas of completing homes to try and get, you know, recoup what was there and what was stranded at the time during the lockdowns. We'll see similar again. We will see people that would have to focus on completing. You know, there'll be a bit pent-up demand from those who are about to purchase their home or their home was only a month away from completion. So the focus will be on those areas. That will have a negative impact on commencements again. So again, the commencements, we can't continually push commencements down the line and expect to deliver the homes, you know, translating the following year and the year after. So there is going to be a bit of work to do on that side. I suppose the focus now, again, I suppose thankfully we saw a strong end to last year, you know, where in the last quarter the numbers did ramp back up. A lot of those were apartment units because you would only see them sort of completed in one particular element of the year, normally in the latter stages of the year, because they get completed in one go. You don't see the traditional phasing of that you would see in housing. If that was, I suppose, the catch-up was testament, I suppose, to the level of effort and care invested by those within the sector operating on the ground. We saw extended working hours in many cases, and this provided great assistance for home builders. You know, some projects will now be coming to the latter parts of their planning permissions. An account will need to be made for those as well, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Weeks of restriction
and,
last year.
Will there be any issue with the tradespeople, James, for example?
Oh, definitely. Look, I think there's going to be a number of areas. I suppose in the last 3 months, there has been elements of the construction industry which have been open, and also all areas of within Europe have been fully open to construction. So we have seen trade exodus, I suppose, internally and externally, where they've gone abroad to where the work is, and also they've gone to the sectors that have remained open within the country. And you can fully appreciate why people would do that, because they have to go employed for their livelihoods. It will take a while for the equilibrium to return for those that have gone to other sectors to return back into residential. So there'll be a bit of time there, and that's provided that they actually do return. You know, there's a case that they may not.
Of course. And I mean, were you taking aback at how we dealt with it here, because the environment of construction, it's relatively safe, isn't it? I mean, it's been proven to be relatively safe.
Well, look, we've argued this, that just not only residential but all sectors of construction have shown to be safe. You know, at the peak of this, when we saw a large number of cases, even with the previous variants back in October of last year, you know, when the peak of cases were in Ireland, we only saw 52 to 56 cases within construction, and that was across the board. Equally, since Christmas, since the new variants in place, we're only talking 42 cases on construction sites. Now, that's not because residential or wider construction or construction workers and home builders are immune. It's because of the measures and protocols put in place. There was a huge amount of work around our standard operating procedures that was adopted and put in place last year and enhanced, you know, through the process. We're on version 7 of that now. It's because what was adopted on the ground and the strict regime that home builders and wider construction workers have put in place, that's why we've seen the low level of case numbers.
Can I ask you just finally something Tom Parlin said some time ago was that, you know, he had anecdotally heard that there was a lot of construction workers out doing nixers and locally and that sort of thing. What was that an issue?
Well, I suppose, as I say, people will always go to try and secure their own livelihoods. So I think it's, what it will be important is to see, as we said, that equilibrium when we will see full resumption of activities. And we will only see full resumption of activities when everyone that was in residential construction comes back into residential construction. Another area, I suppose, of impact, it has to be on the consumer side. And we can't forget about that. You know, the reduction in supply, yeah, coupled with ongoing restrictions on consumer credit, means that the affordability problem that we've seen for the last number of years will now be worse. You know, there's a significant cohort of middle-income earners, frontline workers, teachers, guards, people that we all know, many of whom are listening to yourself at the moment, they're locked out of the market. You know, anyone on a combined income of between 45 and 90,000, and that's up on 25% of our working population, Fran, they are currently locked out of the market. So it's critical that we see consumer support made available for them, you know, so they can access homes. So it's not all going to be...
And, of course, people
back.
Who've been granted mortgages and put on PUP, then there's a hold on that too, isn't there, you know, until they get back officially to work?
There is. There's a difficulty in getting mortgage approval. And, again, mortgage approval is wanting. You know, we've always said that the real interest is on the level of drawdowns, because we need to see the connect between the number of approvals and the actual number of drawdowns, because we could have hundreds of thousands of approvals in any given year, but it's the drawdowns that are the real measure, because they're the ones that are actually being able to draw down and purchase a home.
All right, James, thank you for your time this morning. James Benson there, Director of the Irish Home Builders Association, 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.